A Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer charged with voluntary manslaughter is due in court tomorrow. Officer Randall Carrick shot and killed an unarmed man over the weekend. 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell wrecked his car in northeast Charlotte early Saturday morning and banged on the door of a home nearby looking for help. The woman living there called police, and when they arrived, Farrell ran toward them. He kept coming, and Officer Carrick fired several rounds. Farrell's family has hired high-profile attorney Christopher Chestnut. They just wrapped up a press conference. WFAE's Julie Rose was there. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Lisa.
So what does the family say?
Well, it's tragic. I mean, they're grief-stricken. They drove up from Florida. His mother, Georgia, and a younger brother, Willie, were there, among others. And, you know, their attorney basically says this is untimely, unnecessary. They're obviously grieving. It's tragic. But they also did praise Chief Monroe for what the attorney calls a bold move to so quickly suspend and then charge the officer. Carrick, you know, but they say they still have a lot of questions. Why apparently the officer speak to Mr. Farrell before shooting, you know, why Officer Carrick had his gun raised in the first place. Just a lot of questions right now.
And just real briefly, what do we know about Farrell?
He was 24, a chemistry major, transferring from Florida A&M, had been here about a year in Charlotte, working two jobs so he could go to school, and he was here to be with a fiance. We don't know where he was going that night, but we do know he was in a serious accident, and his family calls him an all-American kid, a really good older brother, and wanted to take care of his mom.
Thank you very much, Julie. We'll have more on this story this afternoon.